Weekly Report, a daily look at the significant issues of our time from an experienced conservative perspective. Mrs. Schlafly is president of Eagle Forum, a leading force in the pro-family movement since 1972. And now, here's Mrs. Schlafly.
What comes to mind when you think of the word feminism? Is it equality between men and women? If you put it that way, feminism might sound like a good idea. But in my new book called Who Killed the American Family, I show just how extreme the feminist goals really are. The nuclear family and its traditional gender roles have always been a target of radicals. In the 19th century, Karl Marx called for the abolition of the family. Karl Marx and his partner, Friedrich Engels, understood how important the family is in creating liberty, civil order, and smaller government. That's why they called for its destruction. When communists took power in Russia in the early 20th century, they tried to carry out Marx's wishes. The new Soviet government thought the workers' paradise they were supposedly creating would take away any need for families. The government would take care of children and the elderly. Women would not need men either, because everyone would be dependent on the government. We know now that those ideas did not work. Most modern-day feminists do not wear the label Marxist, but some had communist training in their younger days, and many share Marx's hatred for the nuclear family and for the woman's place in it. Feminists mock the idea that any woman would choose to stay home and raise her own children. Feminists seek to erase differences between men and women in every part of life, from the legal to the biological. In the 1970s, before Ruth Bader Ginsburg was on the U.S. Supreme Court, she wrote that our laws needed a complete overhaul in order to get rid of the notion that men are the primary breadwinners and their wives took care of the children. Instead of equality, the feminists promote a rule of interchangeability of the genders. But sensible people know there are many differences between male and female that simply cannot be erased by just passing laws.
The American traditional family is under attack. Until now, no one has had the courage or wisdom to say who is responsible. In her new book, Who Killed the American Family?, Phyllis Schlafly exposes the culprits and their motivations. Get your copy autographed by Phyllis Schlafly at a special discount at eagleforum.org. That's eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com. How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aran process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard on corners in town, like a cancer that's silently spreading. There's an unspoken fear, we're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back. As liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stettler, and joining me, if this is Moon Day, is Ron McDonald. Hello, Ron.
Hey, John. You know, one of the things I noticed about that clip, the video on Lewis, mm-hmm. is he had an audience of, I'd say, about 2,500, maybe 3,000. All of them gave him a standing ovation after that.
Yeah. And not one white person in there.
No, no.
Not one. And still being regarded as being African American. See, yeah. rather than to unite, it's about division. By the way, I just had Manimal here. This came off of whatreallyhappened.com. Yeah, Mike Rivero is still alive and kicking. It's a billboard that went up in Houston just recently. Huge billboard. Spend our tax money in the U.S. Stop $30 billion to Israel. In the website, stopbillionstoisrael.com. Somebody is starting to get it. And, geez, the JDAM missiles, we're going to sell 3,000 of those to the Israelis. Exactly what was used in Gaza to blow the crap out of Palestinians. For what reason? Trying to stay alive on their postage stamp while an invader stole their land. Holy mackerel. That's right, folks. We send Israel $30 billion a year. Why don't we tell the people of that in Ferguson? Why aren't there people in the streets up in Ferguson educating the people as to what is going on? And once you know the truth of what is going on in this world and what makes things work, then if you want to burn something down, go ahead and burn it down. They're hard at work, Ron, trying to turn this into a racial issue, trying to get us to fight amongst each other. Rather than going after the people that are responsible for the condition our condition is in right now.
I would agree. You know, I just a thought comes to me at this point. If we didn't have a history of enslavement in this country, what would have been the position of the black race at this point? it more than likely would have been in competition with whites, as whites in competition with blacks, not really differentiating between the races, but promoting wealth and a terrific nation. You know, we once had that. You know, you mentioned a question earlier, and it was about what this country could be with an honest money system. Well, we had an honest money system, and we were starting the industrial complex at that point, and we started to become the wealthiest nation in the world. What if we had a honest money system today with all the technology we have? My God, we'd have a paradise in this country.
It would literally. I mean, we build a standard of living unlike this planet has ever seen. And we did it in less than a couple hundred years. That's pretty fast tracking for building a country. And look where we're at right now. And this is so convoluted. Where morality and ethics, where do those come from? Do you get that by rubbing up against a tree someplace, or is it like poison sumac? Once you get it on you, you just, you know, I mean, there we have a story posted. A legal concealed carry holder shoots robber, saves lives, but family of robber blames hero for the shooting. Adric White was already found guilty of other armed robberies and was out on bail when he tried to rob, down in Mobile, Alabama, a family dollar store. Now, this is where you really want to go if you want to commit a robbery, right? The people that go to family dollar stores aren't really loaded with cash. But a customer legally armed himself, shot the scumbag down like a dog, and he saved the lives of everybody in the store. But who does the robber's family blame? Everybody. Now, this White guy, and he's a black man, but his name is White, 18, was charged with 5 counts of first-degree robbery stemming from 3 separate crimes this week, but he's lucky he isn't pushing up daisies. When this idiot teen entered the store, he drew a gun and began to put it in the faces and to the heads of the workers and customers as he demanded cash. But into the store walked a Good Samaritan with a legal concealed carry permit. He quickly sized up the situation and he told the punk to drop his gun. And when he turned on him, he opened fire. He hit him 5 times. Didn't kill him. He nailed him 5 times. Now, according to Fox 10, the punk's family is upset, not at their own criminal son, but at the Good Samaritan for shooting him. Fox 10, let me just play the doggone clip. You know what? Let me play this clip after because I don't want to interrupt it. It's 5 minutes long. But where are people's minds? Bill Cosby. I started to talk about this last hour. Bill Cosby. Remember this, folks? He came out how many years ago? 5 or 6 years ago and started talking about the black family in this country. And he admonished him. He said, look, don't complain. You've been given welfare handouts. You've been given the leg up. What have you been doing with it? Where are the fathers of your family? Where is the family unit? Where is the mother and the father in the home? The man is gone. He's not there. He's an alcoholic. He's a drug addict. He's a lot of, you know, he's a player. He's out there doing whatever. But he ain't home. And isn't it strange? And the story's not getting much traction, by the way. The stories that have come out, over the last 15, 20 years, you know, He's demanded sex from women. That didn't get a whole lot of traction. And I'll tell you, the timing on this is highly suspicious because Bill Cosby had the timidity to come out and say what was on the minds of many people, good and black alike. And they tried to harpoon him, but it ain't working and it's not sticking. I am just, what are people thinking? You know, I'll tell you what's being set up here. It's the same damn thing that we've seen in other countries that the government helped topple. You create unrest. You fund the other side. You propagandize. You give them guns and bullets and the propaganda and everything else that they need. You create a faction to go against that government. And what you have just done by doing that, you've sealed your own fate. People do not want to look at this, and they don't want to talk about it.
No.
They don't.
No. Do you think Lewis has already gathered his own assets, has gotten his out of society? And he speaks to the poor. He speaks to those who have nothing to rile them up. But I don't think he cares about anyone. He's just promoting an idea, as you say, probably backed by...
I'm about ready to go get a shovel and go dig Malcolm X up and let him talk today. that would be interesting.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Wouldn't it be nice to have one product that replaces more than 10, saving you space, time, and money? HempUSA.org has a complete full-spectrum vitamin mineral detox formulation called Micro Plant Powder Gold. Micro Plant Powder Gold contains 101 vitamins, minerals, probiotics, and iodine, has a 100-year shelf life, and is a perfect addition to any storage shelter. Make Micro Plant Powder Gold your choice. Call 888-910-4367 or visit HempUSA.org today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Dan, open up your mic. What was that Malcolm X quote that you gave me?
It's something along the lines of, more and more I find that Muslim, or
into the microphone,
Muslim religion is not a religion of peace, but more of violence, and people are more comfortable with that idea. I don't remember it exactly.
Well, you just paraphrased, but I can remember him saying something very similar to that.
It'll feed back. So.
No, that's okay. Just cut your mic. I'm done. and Malcolm X got it. I mean, he wanted to kill Whitey too. The white man is the devil. No, the white man is the white man. The black man is the black man. The Chinese people are the Chinese people. The Japanese people are the Japanese people.
Can I ask you a personal question, John?
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I know, a real bad one. Were you born with a silver spoon in your mouth? or who did someone give you that network?
No.
How'd you get it? How'd you ascertain?
Worked really, 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 really hard.
Oh, is that a key to success?
What, working hard?
Yeah.
And trying to keep people's hands out of your pockets like the government? Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think anyone can do that?
I think there is really no limit to what an individual can accomplish if he has some good friends. It's been said that no man is an island, and that is true. A man with like minds surrounding them can accomplish a lot.
Well, that sounds like the key to erasing poverty.
It sounds like the beginning and the opening of a dialogue that should be taking place across this country. Without being whipsawed emotionally, without being propagandized, for all good men and women to dialogue with each other and have something meaningful happen. Because what's happening right now is it's Armageddon, baby, is what it is. What they cannot stand is people that have shared information, that have educated themselves. They're not hell-bent on pulling a trigger, but hell-bent on finding, once they find what the problems are, to have adult conversation and come to peaceful solution. They can't have this. Their shtick is propaganda and violence, and the threat of violence, or the threat of retaliation. And what is that? Anywhere from a fine to a force continuum. I pull out my gun and I just blow your damn head off. These cops in this country have been propagandized to the point, you see what they're doing now. They're scared to death of the public. They're being told constantly, well, there's political movement in this country. It's called the Sovereign Citizen Movement. You morons. The FBI's been doing this. One of the unconstitutional agencies of the United States Corporation have been doing this. This program, this 1033, to arm the cops to the teeth and then go out there and tell them that the average guy out in the street just wants to see you dead. How do you think these cops are going to react? At any rate, let me play this clip real quick before I run out of time. And this is one about, this is a Fox 10 report on a guy with a gun in a dollar family store that probably saved a lot of lives.
It was just instinct, man. It happened so quick. I didn't want to shoot him, but when I saw him swing around so fast, I didn't want to get shot either.
That's what a customer who opened fire on a would-be robber inside a dollar store told Fox 10 News last night. Well, tonight, the family of that suspected thief is lashing out.
Now, last night, you heard exclusively from the customer who stepped in to rescue store employees that were held at gunpoint. Well, the family of that man says he shouldn't have gotten involved.
Fox 10 News reporter Andrew Perez has more.
From his hospital bed at USA Medical Center, 18-year-old Adric White waits for a jail bed. The teen already has robbery charges hanging over his head from September. On Tuesday, officials believe White struck again, but this time was different.
He had the gun to his head. He had him on his knees. I drew my gun on him, and I said, hey, don't move. At that point, he swung around, and before he had a chance to aim the gun at me, I fired.
A customer who we're not identifying was shopping at the Family Dollar on Stanton Road when he says he saw White holding employees at gunpoint. The customer pulled out his own gun and fired five times. While police say it was completely legal, White's family says they're angry.
If his life
was not in danger, if no one had a gun up to him, if no one pointed a gun at him, what gives him the right to think that it's okay to just shoot someone? You should have just left the store and left and went wherever you had to go, in your car or whatever.
Originally, we had interviewed White's parents about the cases, but they later called demanding that we not air it. 2 robberies in 2 months, we asked one relative her thoughts about the accusations.
We don't know. Like I said, we don't know anything. We only know what we've been hearing secondhand through the news, so I would not like to comment because I don't know.
As he recovers from his gunshot wounds and prepares for what's to come, the Baldwin County District Attorney's Office is filing to have his bond revoked. They want White kept in jail and prosecuted to the fullest extent of the law.
Now, White's family told us that he was hanging with the wrong people and needed help. They believe he didn't deserve to be shot. His last alleged robbery was at the original Oyster House on the Causeway. Officials say he even had the same M.O. To tell you about here on Fox 10 News at 9.
A good Samaritan who shot a suspected robber at a local business last night is only talking to Fox 10 News.
That man was shopping at a store when a masked gunman came in and held the employees at gunpoint. Instead of hiding, though, the customer stepped in to help.
Fox 10 News reporter Andrew Perez caught up with the guy tonight. Andrew, you say he really opened up during your conversation.
Yeah, he did, Bob Lanise. And one of the first things that he told me was he didn't want to shoot the alleged gunman. We're not revealing his identity for safety reasons. He told me, though, he's never had to use his weapon before last night.
It was just instinct, man. It happened so quick. I didn't want to shoot him. But when I saw him swing around so fast, I didn't want to get shot either.
There were choices this customer, who we're not identifying, says he made in seconds. While inside the Family Dollar on Stanton Road last night, he noticed a masked gunman walking an employee to the front of the store. He could have easily hidden, he could have easily run away and called for help. Instead, he says he moved in closer.
He had the gun to his head, he had him on his knees. Drew my gun on him and I said, hey, don't move. At that point, he swung around, and before he had a chance to aim the gun at me, I fired.
He shot him 5 times in all. The gunman survived. Police say the suspect had surprised employees who were unloading supplies in the back, a situation that could have ended terribly for the innocent workers, but didn't, thanks to a good Samaritan.
Now get this, the whole time that this was happening, this good Samaritan says that his daughter and his girlfriend, they were in the car outside of the store, and still, he didn't give it a second thought. Tonight, many are calling him a hero.
I mean, it is sad, you know, you have to really look over your shoulder.
I'd want to help him too. Don't know that I'd take that approach.
The man says he's been training with his firearm for years, but never had to use it. Looking back, he says he'd step in to help all over again.
They tend to think that they're the only ones with guns. I've been legally carrying my firearm for a little over 4 years now, and thank God I've never had to use it until, you know, of course, last night. But it just goes to show that it can work. It's good to have concealed carry. You know, you never know when you're going to need it.
If the customer's life was not in danger, if no one had a gun up to him, if no one pointed a gun at him, what gives him the right to think that it's okay just to shoot somebody? Are you seriously? Where in the hell are your morals and ethics? Do you even have one of those compasses that points the needle the right way? The man didn't want to be a victim, and he didn't want to see anybody die that day.
What are you thinking? Micro plant powder with iodine and probiotics for a total body detox for around $10 a month. HempUSA.org has 12 formulations of micro plant powder for absorbing and removing toxins from your kidneys, liver, blood, lungs, stomach, and colon, and feel better than ever. It alkalizes, oxygenates, kills parasites, does the job of 10 products. That saves you space, time, and money. Call 888-910-4367 only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit HerbalHealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. HerbalHealer.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.com. www.RealTalkRadio.org.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
Woo! Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead, pull the trigger.
By the way, Ron, did you notice something about that man that protected the lives of those people that he didn't know? He was black,
yeah. Obviously.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he's a hero in my mind.
Isn't that amazing? No, yeah, that's the kind of black-on-black violence that I like. Or a black man defending somebody else.
He didn't see color at that point.
No, he did not, did he?
No.
And that's where we were coming to in this country before the dividers want to step up the program. We create the permanent underclass. We get the race baiters out there making them angry. And then what comes? I mean, you heard Louis. Hey, there's 20 million blacks, okay. 10 million of you are going to die. That means 10 million of you are going to be free. Free of what, Louis? Come on, man. Come on.
Jeez.
Steve in California. By the way, we're opening up the phone lines, 800-313-9443. Steve in California.
Hey, John.
Hey.
Well, you know, I look at the chain of events. I believe a spark starts a fire, and, you know, we look at this situation for what it really is, which the media doesn't really want to talk about, but you get a 292-pound black kid that walks into a store, mm-hmm. pushes the Indian owner to the side, and I'm taking these cigars, and he walks out. Well, there's your chain of events right there. Had that never happened, he wouldn't be dead right now.
Probably not.
But nobody talks about it. They kind of twist it around and turn it around and say, well, like this police officer was just driving around, bored. Mm-hmm. So he's a black kid, harassing him. It got to violence, pulls his gun and shoots the kid. I mean, there's nothing, I mean, there's no truth to that whatsoever. And the media will just fails to report accuracy and the truth that this kid, he was on the road to nowhere. He really was. I mean, he's living in the hood. Most of these young men won't live to see their 30th birthday.
Nope.
If they do, they'll be behind bars, incarcerated in prison somewhere. He had a very bleak outcome this way around, but the other way, I'm willing to bet this is not the first time he's ever done a strong arm robbery. This is not the first time. So he would have ended up probably behind prison bars at some time.
And what a waste. Without Steve, without going too deep down the rabbit hole, here was another human being. He was 18. Yeah, he was on the wrong track, all right. Would I prefer that Mike Brown be dead? No. What would have been a miracle for this young man to turn his life around?
Oh, I totally agree.
That would have been a miracle worth witnessing instead.
Yeah, I totally agree. You know, Bill Cosby had it right a couple of years ago. He talked about responsibility in black America. Stop making excuses. You have opportunities now given to you. Take advantage of those. Make something of your lives. And there's no excuses anymore. There's none.
You know, and I think I was the only talk show host in the country that played the clip of Michael Irvin that was the receiver for the Dallas Cowboys for a number of years. And he talked to the graduating class of 2011, the rookies that were going into the NFL. And I played the entire thing. It was like 20 minutes long. And basically he said, you know what? Cut out the ghetto crap. He says, you have made it. Do you know how many men that try to get into the NFL to go get that big paycheck? He says, stop the crap. You have made it.
Yeah.
You're here. You're now multimillionaires.
Yeah.
Stop it.
Yep. Well, I agree with you 100% there. Hey, just off topic real quick. Yep. Over the weekend watching football, I saw a commercial. I just had to laugh, and I figured I'd throw it your way, but U.S. Postal Service throwing advertisements saying we did 15 billion package deliveries last year, and I'm thinking, well, you guys were pretty busy. How come you can't turn a profit? You know, why do you keep raising the price of a stamp if you did 15 billion deliveries last year?
Well, and I'll tell you what, I've got some angry postal employees that are ready to go postal, if I can be so crude, because their retirement funds are being messed with.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
yeah,
boy. Yeah. And I'm like, really? You know, and you're right. Why is it that the Postal Service can't turn a profit or at least break even on the money that is allotted to them every year? Jeez, there's just something wrong.
Well, it's the government. It's poorly managed. It's inefficient. They'd be better off to turn it over to UPS or FedExpress, and I'm sure those guys would streamline it, and it would be profitable even if they took over the mail system.
Well, but here
UPS actually did buy out the Postal Service. It's still a federal agency, but they're doing all the business now.
Yeah, but you know what we call that? Fascism.
Yes.
No, we didn't turn it over to UPS. It's still run by the feds. But now we have a private corporation in there elbowing and nuzzling up to the Fed to do some business. You know, Amtrak. Now, there's a hell of a way to run a railroad. That's a government-run operation. Would that have been better, passenger service being run by a private company? Yeah, but without government control, without the government being in there at all. But that's not the way this works. Ask the people in Detroit. Yeah, they're going through a bankruptcy. Well, guess who's stepping in to do services for the city? Corporations.
Right.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
Thanks, John.
You're welcome, Steve. This should be the clip that I just played, Ron. That should be all over the place.
I agree.
But instead, we're talking about more gun control, you know, because of these people that can't seem to stop this pension from killing other people. In Chicago, in Washington, in L.A., black-on-black crime. We can't talk about that. We can't even openly discuss the statistics that that bear out and prove where a lot of this gun violence is coming from, but yet we got the people out there that just want everybody to be safe. By how? Disarming you? What do you think would have happened to that man if he walked into that Family Dollar without a gun and he said, hey, you got to stop this. Give me your gun.
Oh, jeez.
He'd probably be dead right now. A lot of people, I've said this years ago, remember all the carjackings? I mean, you couldn't go literally a day without seeing a story in the media, in the newspaper, on your evening news, or on the national news about a carjacking. Do you want to know why those carjackings have dropped to almost nothing? It's not because the cops are out there putting little bait cars, leaving keys in cars to induce somebody to steal a car, and then they cut the ignition off and they arrest him. No. The reason why the carjackings dropped dramatically is people started to arm themselves. So the lazy criminal that wanted to get to steal your stuff and your purse and your wallet and take your car and take it to the local chop shop so he can make a few easy, quick bucks, he wasn't sure that he'd get home that evening. So he, you know what he did? He found another way to make an illegal living. The carjackings dropped dramatically. That's because people went out there and, unfortunately, went and got their concealed weapon carry permits from the state. Once you do that, they can revoke that privilege and you can never touch a gun again. Now, there's a smart way to go about it. And we don't need, folks, I got news for you. We don't need tanks rolling down the streets or MRAPs rolling down our streets to keep peace. The unorganized militia, and that means all of you guys out there, that keep and bear arms for the protection of property, yourselves and your property. That applies to everybody. Remember the guys out in L.A.? Remember the Rodney King deal? Remember the riots that were happening? Remember the Chinese guys were on the rooftops of their stores with their AKs? It wasn't the police. The police backed way the hell out of L.A. They were ready to let it burn. These people took up arms to protect themselves and their property. And there was even talk about prosecuting them. For what? The government's the solution to everything? No, it's not. Just like that black man in Mobile, Alabama did, using a gun to preserve life. He didn't want to shoot him, but he did. And if more criminals got the idea that I might get shot because I'm trying to rob or steal or break into somebody's house or whatever, whatever a criminal's mind and motivation is to take life or steal property, if they get it in their head that I might not survive this day, well, then you're only going to have the psychopaths with the weapons. And they're going to be pretty easy to take out.
Yeah, it seems it would promote, if everyone was a gun carrier, it seems to promote people getting educated and getting a decent job and earning their own living.
Yeah, and that's the problem. We don't have a whole lot of jobs, but that's a story for another issue. Jesus. It just keeps going back to the same thing, doesn't it, Ron?
Yeah, it does. I have to say, do you remember the time when the officer on the street was actually your friend as a kid?
Yes, I can, and they were even tolerant of me. Bob in Michigan, you're up next. 800-313-9443.
Your money, what is it worth today? A $100 bill in 1913 is worth only $2 today. So now, your money is just about worthless, and the Fed will continue printing more and more of it. But what if you could turn it around, $1 at a time, and make your money worth more than it is now? How? By acquiring gold before your paper money is totally worthless. But how can you afford gold at today's prices? By buying it 1 gram at a time. And this is so important because gold is the future. For as little as $65, you can begin trading your almost worthless currency for something real. Something you can hold. Carat bars, which keep their value, can be stored securely, and are easily accessible. Just like a savings account. But a savings account backed by your gold. Carat Bars International, a savings account you can count on. For more information, please click on the Carrot Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. Again, that's the Carrot Bars banner ad at republicbroadcasting.org. And start saving now.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite really works. Here is what people are saying.
Heart problems were in my family, and I did notice these chest pains occasionally. I decided to try it, and I don't think I'm going to stop for quite a while. Nothing has worked as well as this product has promised to. I've taken, you know, supplements and that sort of thing, and never really noticed a difference.
Well, I turned 60, and when I went into the doctor to get my reports, the lady at the desk, she looked at it, and she says, "Wow." I says, "What's that say?" So she came back and looked at my last check. She says, "Well, you've gone down half on your cholesterol." So she says, "I guess don't do a thing, only what you're doing right now."
To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Dr. Joel Wallach, author of the famous health lecture, Dead Doctors Don't Lie, presents his newest book, Epigenetics. Epigenetics is required reading for the very survival of Americans, and yes, all of humanity. Modern man has bet on the wrong horse to save them from disease and pestilence. The medical system has failed us fearfully. Join the health revolution. Buy Epigenetics today and receive a free membership to purchase all the products that Dr. Joel Wallach formulated at wholesale prices, and receive a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. All this for only $25 plus shipping and handling. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311. Again, that's just $25 plus shipping and handling. And you'll receive the new book, Epigenetics, a free membership, and a free CD of Dead Doctors Don't Lie. Call 888-311-4311. That's 888-311-4311.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Herbal Healer Academy presents its spring specials. All sizes of our 500 parts per million colloidal silver are on sale, along with products to help you lose weight, like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic. That's not all. Anti-Parasite Intestinal Freedom, Wormwood Plus Complex, Stevia Liquid Sweetener, and the Super Enzymes are on sale. Visit herbalhealer.com to order yours. Request our free 128-page catalog. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time. Herbalhealer.com.
Another ragtag band declaring independence. Laid their bodies down.
We are back. 800-313-9443. Bob in Michigan. Hello, Bob.
How are you doing today, John?
Hi.
On Rumor Mill News today, came across a video. Big mistake made in Darren Wilson, is that, yeah, court trial. The guy goes through the prosecutor's instructions, and she just bald-faced lying. It's an interesting video, John, if you can find it there.
Well, I also saw a video that claimed that the cops up in Ferguson were lighting cars on fire for themselves, and that was nothing but disinformation.
Well, this could be disinformation, but he's got old quotes from the jury trial, or not trial, but the grand jury.
Mm-hmm. And what are you saying again?
Well, basically, what the prosecutor did, she handed the grand jurors a law that had been ruled unconstitutional by the Supreme Court in 1985.
Okay, and this was one of the jurists on the grand jury?
No, this was not a jurist on the grand jury.
Okay.
This was a man reporting on it.
Okay.
So whether it's factual, I don't know, but it's if this is what happened.
Yeah. Well, and I'd also heard that the grand jury interviewed the cop Wilson.
Yeah.
And people were saying, "Oh no, that's not how grand juries work." Well, no, people are brought in to give testimony, and I didn't see anything wrong with Officer Wilson coming in and giving testimony in a grand jury. That's what it's supposed to be there for, to interview witnesses to decide what should be done moving forward. Should this be brought to trial, and what should the charges be? You know, I'd be tickled to death if I've got a grand jury out there that's investigating me, and I'm called in to testify on my own behalf. You bet your sweet bippy I'm going to do that.
Well, I agree with you. And the prosecuting attorney just, she gave that jury copy of that law to the grand jury just prior to Wilson testifying.
I'd be very interested to see exactly what this is. You don't know where the video is? You can't send it to me, Bob?
I'm using an old laptop, and it won't forward diddly squat.
Well, maybe you can do this without, just get the URL address and just email it to me. Just copy and paste. That's all you got to do.
Okay, let me see what I can do.
All right, thanks. Appreciate it, Bob. Yeah, I've seen a lot of stuff on this grand jury that they were operating extra legally or unconstitutionally. You know, and when I ran across that complaint that they brought Wilson in to give testimony, I thought, wait a minute. You're supposed to be able to do that. If you as a juror want to bring in a witness for clarification, you should be able to do that. I remember Hoppe Heidelberg years ago, and this had to do with, of all things, Oklahoma City bombing. And he's sitting on the grand jury, and the DA, which was a federal district attorney, was saying that, oh, well, we got the witnesses we're going to bring in. And Hoppe said, wait a minute. He says, I'm on the grand jury here, and I says, there's witnesses out there that I think should be brought in so they can be questioned. And the DA told him, he said, no, we're handling that. He goes, no, wait a minute. Do you know what they did? An FBI guy showed up at his house and said, Mr. Heidelberg, if you continue on this line, they're just going to shoot and kill you. He was told that to his face by an FBI agent. And that's when Hoppe got hopping mad. And he said, you know what? I'm a rancher. He said, I'm a simple guy, but I've got common sense. If that's what you think you need to do, you go right ahead and do it. Fred in Las Vegas. Hello, Fred.
Hello, John.
Hi.
You know, this is the way I look at it. I see this guy being killed over a box of $5 Swisher Sweets.
Yeah.
That's basically what it is. And you got the black community that always, you know, I don't know if they're ever going to be able to work their way out of, you know, being dependent on the government. But these people show up from, like, India, and they all of a sudden they own a convenience store. Okay? I mean, how much money does it take to open up a store? It takes a lot of money. Okay?
Yeah.
Where are these people getting the money? It's the poorest country in the world.
Well,
everywhere you go, these people from India got hotels. They've got convenience stores.
Yes.
Yeah. And then the Chinese lady's got a Papa John's.
Well, and you know how that's done? You get a certain type of, which visa is it? The 1B or whatever? And you're allowed to come over here. You get tax breaks and incentives.
Yeah. Now, these businesses are co-owned by the Jewish mafia. You know, they always blame Carlos Gambino for being the big mobster, but all his checks were co-signed by George Shiller.
You know, it's funny you should say that. I was talking to an individual that's writing a book, and we had talked about that very same thing. I said, you know, He says, you know, the Italians in this country got a bad name because the mafia was Italian. I said, no, it was that was the front group. They were backed by the Bugsy Siegels and the whomevers.
And I'm just, the way I see it is, you know, the police department works for the Chamber of Commerce. All right? It says to protect and to serve, but they forgot to put on the Chamber of Commerce.
Yeah.
And, okay, so what this guy did is he created a confrontation with this 6'5", 290-pound black guy, which, in my opinion, here in Las Vegas, I wouldn't try to call security and get a black guy in trouble at my crap table for a $5 chip.
Yeah, but, okay, but, Fred, let's not split hairs here. He committed a strong-armed robbery, and that report was turned in.
He shoplifted a box. You know, a strong-armed robbery didn't take the cash drawer. Okay, I'm just saying, in my opinion, he created a confrontation where this didn't have to happen.
Okay, but now we're going to equivocate as to what kind of thievery we'll tolerate and what we won't tolerate.
You got
to
use your judgment. You might have wanted to approach this guy with two different cars because you gave this guy the opportunity to take on the guy one-on-one.
Well,
you know,
Was there physical abuse in there? I thought there was some.
Yeah, he shoved him around pretty good as well.
Bit, okay.
Yeah, so that's assault. Okay.
It's assault,
put
sure.
Hey, Fred, whoa. Fred, if I put my finger on a cop, I'm arrested for assault.
Yeah, well,
this guy was shoving the little Indian around, and I don't give a damn what country he came from, Fred. I don't care where he came from. He robbed the store. Whether it was $12 worth of Swisher sweets, but let's not pick that crap out of the sugar bowl. But the guy did an illegal act. The cop was doing, first off, he didn't even know that was Brown, him and his buddy, and they were walking down the middle of the street, and he asked him politely, he said, please, can you get off the street and use the sidewalk? And that's where it all started. I don't even think he was aware until the report came in to him that this is the guy that did the robbery. Whether it was for $5 or $500 or $5,000 or $50,000, Fred.
I'm just saying this. If my store is going to get burned down by a mob because somebody tries to take on a black guy, use a little bit better judgment next time.
Yeah. All right. Okay, Fred, thanks for your call. Larry, you only have about 1 minute left, Larry.
Yeah, John?
Yes.
I totally disagree with that gentleman who was just on the phone, and I agree with what you just said. But that grand juror, the prosecuting attorney, gave them the old law. And said this, well, the Supreme Court struck down the last part of that law concerning shooting these people on this. So, but going into more in-depth in this, she gave them the new law and said to disregard almost exclusively the last law. Well, she was right. Because the first part of that talked about restraining a suspect or capturing a suspect.
Okay, so, Larry, I'm going to have to cut you off here. I wished you guys would have called in earlier so we could have vetted this thing out to find out what law we're actually talking about. Larry, I appreciate your call. We're flat out of time. I want to pick this subject matter up at a later time. You know, I'm not opposed to talking anything about Ferguson here, but I want to keep things in the proper perspective. And I don't want to come off as I'm the defender of the police out there. Hey, look, you and I have seen a lot of crimes committed in this country by the people that are wearing the shiny badges and packing the six gun. Ron McDonald, thank you, my friend.
Hey, always a pleasure.
I'm glad to have you here. Glad to have you here as well, folks. We'll be back tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. With financial.